And now, Jalen and Jacoby.
He is Jalen Anthony Rose.
What up, dope?
I'm David Jacoby.
And on the cool check-in.
Together with Jalen and Jacoby, what is it that we do, Jalen?
We give the people what they want.
The people got what they wanted between the Celtics and the Clippers. One of the most fascinating basketball games of the entire season thus far went down last night in Boston, where at the end of the game, Kawhi went a little quiet, wasn't scoring, and the Celtics pulled away in double overtime. Jalen Rose, what did you think of this matchup between two of the top teams in the league?
The talent was so remarkable on the floor that I need shades. Okay.
Those are not shades.
Transition lenses. Catch okay. up. So, like, Paul George only played 15 minutes.
He had a little issue.
So, the Celtics ultimately did win in double overtime and not to bury the lead. But I want to say this. This is some of the best collection of perimeter players in the game. And I've been saying that about the Celtics and the Clippers and the Rockets. When I look at those three squads, the collection of people that they have facing the basket are better than anybody in the league. Okay, they switch everything. Marcus Smart shooting 39% on the season.
Yeah,
pop up and have 31 points. Jason Tatum growing into his own, having 39 points. On the other side, Lou Will, of all the big names that's going to be at All-Star Weekend, go-to guy when you need him, getting big buckets. 35 points. So, like, I appreciated a high-scoring, well-played regular season basketball game.
So I'm glad you brought up Jason Tatum, because watching the game last night, it became clear to me that this is Jason Tatum's basketball team. At the end of the game, in big possessions, they were deferring to Jason Tatum. They're running plays, making sure that Jason Tatum got the ball. Over the course of this year, you never really were sure who it was going to be. Was it going to be Kemba? Was it going to be Jaylen Brown? Was it going to be Jason Tatum? Would Gordon Hayward have his second year back from that horrific injury and sort of emerge as the go-to player in the Celtics? And by now, it is absolutely, in my mind, 100% clear that this basketball team will go as far as Jason Tatum takes it. Do you agree?
He's becoming their best player, but it's a collective effort. That's what makes a team really good if you don't have a superstar. That normally carries itself in the NBA. You look back at the history of the league, and anybody walking around with at least two or three rings, it's the same as in football. They'd be like, hey, how's Tom Brady doing? You know, how's Bill Russell? How's Shaquille O'Neal? How's Tim Duncan? How's LeBron James? These superstar players get you multiple rings. The Celtics don't have that just yet. So, therefore, Tatum has emerged into their go-to guy. But you're still going to need Kemba with the joystick stop and go pulling up for people on three. You're still going to need Hayward having his periods where he's scoring consecutive games of 20-plus points. And Jaylen Brown, who got a big-time contract this offseason. And so the collection is something that when you play against a team like the Bucks, it's going to be interesting to see if they can overcome a strength. And that's the Greek Freak size and dominance, because they have so many players that can make plays out on the floor.
On the other side of the ball with the Clippers, you know, you mentioned the superstars, and they have two in Paul George and Kawhi Leonard. Paul George was out of the game, so I expected the ball to go to Kawhi Leonard at the end of the game. But again, he was Kawhi it. And it was clear to me that Lou Will was who they looked for to get buckets down the stretch. They basically handed the game over to Lou Will, and he played great and delivered. But I don't know if Lou Will is going to drive your team on a championship run.
Lou Will going left is money all day. You got to force him to go right and finish actually at the hoop. If not, if you give him space, like you see that, where is he going? To the left, all day. That's his money. And so here's what the Clippers offense is going to have to figure out. Their best players need the ball consistently to create for themselves.
Outside of
Montrezl. Kawhi, Paul George, and Lou Will. There was a time, I think it was in the second quarter, where Kawhi was initiating the offense, and they did a down screen for Lou Will on the left side. And the play was just like so uncomfortable, it ended up the ball got stolen, and Jason Tatum going to the other end. Kawhi is evolving as a playmaker. He had his first triple-double this year. He's probably only had 10 assists in two or three games in his entire career. And Lou Will, the reason why you bring him off the bench is because you want him to be heat check at all times. And he and Montrezl Harrell have a great rapport with one another. The pick and roll, the pick and pop, the drop passes. And Harrell will finish that thing around the hoop, and he'll dunk it on your head. So now you got to change the dynamics of your offense. And if you're going to give it to Kawhi, that means Lou Williams spotting up in the corner. And that's why they have a great coaching staff with the Clippers. They'll figure it out. I love them adding Morris as well. They're a complete basketball team. But again, it was a great win by the Celtics on their home floor.
It was a good win from the Celtics, and previously the Clippers lost to the 76ers, two of the best teams in the East, and, you know, they haven't lost back-to-back games in quite some time, so I don't want to overreact to that, but watching this game, you know I'm a LeBron James stan, and after watching what LeBron and the Lakers did in Denver, and watching this game, it dawned on me, the Lakers are better than the Clippers, and the Lakers are my favorite as the best team in the West. Who would you pick in a seven-game series? Don't want to get ahead of ourselves, but we know we're headed there eventually. Who would you pick as the best team in Los Angeles?
This is tough.
It's tough.
Because as a player, I had to do two different designations, and it frustrated me with fans and media. It's how great players are and how they are versus me. So, like, I agree with you that the Lakers, number one seed in the West, they have great size, LeBron James and Anthony Davis. We know about their squad.
Yep.
But they're not as effective going against the Clippers. So if I had to take the Lakers against the field other than the Clippers, I would do that. But head-to-head, today, I still have to take the healthy Clippers against the Lakers. I really do.
I think that's fair to say because we've seen those games when they do go head-to-head. And in those games, the Clippers have proven themselves to be the better team. And that was before they added Morris, who is a key piece to what they do. I think we will have plenty of time in the future to discuss who's the best team in Los Angeles. Something tells me that might come up again and again through the summer. But that wasn't the only game last night. Fascinating game last night between the Pelicans and the Thunder. Listen, I know. We know what Zion did. And we're going to get to Zion. We're supposed to talk about Zion. We're ESPN. Zion is the hottest thing out. We're going to get to Zion. But the real story here to me is the Oklahoma City Thunder. The Oklahoma City Thunder have won 7 of the last 10. They've won 8 road games in a row. And do you remember when they were supposed to be a fire sale after they traded Westbrook? They're supposed to trade Chris Paul to the Heat, and teams were interested in Gallinari. Remember, he was going to get traded, and Steven Adams, someone's supposed to get off of that contract. They're completely rebuild. They're not rebuilding. They're thriving. They are now solidly in the playoffs in the Western Conference, and they got a big win against the Pelicans last night. How have they been able to be so successful this season?
I want to make sure I do a couple of things. I'm going to put some respect on Sam Presti's name because a lot of us thought he was foolish when we looked down at the paper and felt like he was trading Paul George and Russell Westbrook in the same offseason. And when you look at how this veteran-laden team is playing with an influx of young players plus the assets they got going long-term, that looks amazing. Also, stability. Billy Donovan. We've seen him coach a big three with Harden, KD, and Westbrook overcome all of that from Victor Oladipo has been on and off the team. Paul George has been on and off the team. Until now, having Gallinari and Chris Paul and Steven Adams, grizzled veterans going to show up to work. And then Schroeder and our guy SGA. And so now they're legitimately a playoff team and also a squad you don't want to play. And this is why I said what I said when you compared the Lakers versus the Clippers. The Clippers, I'll give an edge versus the Lakers. But I don't necessarily give them an edge versus the rest of the West, depending on the matchup. Because all teams have strengths and weaknesses.
Am I hearing you right?
I'm not saying that the Oklahoma City Thunder or the Memphis Grizzlies are going to win a first-round series.
Okay.
But what I am saying is the Oklahoma City Thunder have a chance in a first round to win a couple of games.
We'll see a game six. I think that's a very fair thing to say. Now that we've given the Thunder their due respect, let's talk about Zion Williamson, the most exciting player in the National Basketball League. Fresh off of scoring 31, topped it by scoring 32, going 11 for 19 from the field, doing what he does. catching the ball around the basket and putting it in the basket. If you notice where all these shots come from, that's on Steven Adams. Steven Adams is a good defender. Steven Adams is a gigantic, strong human being. But unfortunately, Zion Williamson is the stronger, bouncier human being. Look at where all these shots are coming from. I've every time he keeps surprising me, and it's getting to a point where this is normal. Is this a normal game for Zion Williamson?
This is normal. And he should be in an all-star game.
Let's just put him in there.
Like, don't keep saying it like this is for the fans and Zion ain't there. You know, give the people what they want. And I know he missed a lot of games. But there are a lot of first and second-time all-stars that are playing terrific this year, but they're not wowing us like Zion has so far in just 10 games. And let me just point out something that's a basketball trait that does not show up on the stat sheet, okay, that he does that usually elite prospects don't always do. He's virtually playing harder than everybody else.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
See, he's not, if you look at those, like, he getting offensive rebounds, you know, those shots that hit the bottom of the rim and they hit the floor, he the first dude there to grab it.
Good
you know,
point.
Somebody get a deflection in the paint, he jumping up over everybody, grabbing it and going up quick before everybody can respond. That's what I love. When you get all of those hustle effort buckets and then all of a sudden you get in the transition logs, and you're a great athlete playing multiple positions up front. He's become an immovable force in the league. And they're so far behind, I don't believe that they're going to make the playoffs. It's just too many squads to leapfrog. But I'm telling you what, building around Zion is everything that the Pelicans hoped that it would be.
Well, we always show all the highlight dunks and the lob catches and everything that Zion does, but he doesn't just do it on the offensive end. He is an elite athlete on both ends of the floor. And just very quickly, let's just stand and just watch this block from Zion, because Zion Williamson doesn't just get up on offense. Look at this.
Get it down!
Boom.
Get it down!
He's so bouncy, like he almost goes up for the shot fake, and then he can recover and get up for the second one. But that, Jalen Rose, was impressive. But it wasn't nearly as impressive as what my guy, Steven Adams, did. You know I love Steven Adams. You know I love Steven Adams. This was Steven Adams' very first three of his entire career. Like, look at the shimmy on this angle. Look at my guy. Watch the shimmy, Jalen Rose. It's almost more impressive than the shot.
You can tell he don't shoot a lot of jump shots because that looks so uncomfortable. He didn't even jump. He just kind of used his touch. It gave you a little Mark Jackson shimmy. And he deserves it, because as a veteran leader on that squad, they're going to be in the playoffs. But I got to say one more thing about Zion and how the geometry of the team works. When Brandon Ingram was really getting off this year, they had him playing at a lot of 3-4. Well, Zion is playing now. They have him playing at a lot of 4-5. And it goes to show you how fragile opportunities can be. Because had Zion been playing all season, the Pelicans would have an all-star. But it wouldn't be Brandon Ingram.
Jalen, the Astros and baseball's cheating scandal continues. The latest is that the Astros held a press conference, and the owner of the Astros, Jim Crane, apologized. But he didn't do a great job. Let's listen to the Astros owner.
You know, our opinion is, you know, that this didn't impact the game. This didn't impact the game.
Did you say you feel like this didn't impact the game? And what do you mean by that?
I didn't say it didn't impact the game.
He sounds like me talking to my wife. That's what he sounds like. He sounds like me talking to my wife. Like, oh, what I said, I didn't say that.
So let me tell you a couple of things I despise.
Okay.
Perpetrators, liars, and cheaters.
Okay.
So, like, let me get this right. So they had the 2017 MVP on their team. They won the World Series. There has to be some levy of punishment beyond just the organizations and the three skippers that ultimately got fired overall. For the players not to be disciplined. And we've seen so many errors mar Major League Baseball, in particular the steroid one. And now you're going to trot these guys out there every day. Like, they don't have a banner. Like, they don't have championship rings. Like, they didn't flat out cheat. Like, I can't believe that there isn't more of an outcry. Like, the Patriots looking at them like, yeah, y'all did get caught up.
Yeah, the Patriots are like, oh, y'all took it pretty far, huh? Like, we just played a couple footballs, maybe take the practice. But y'all were like, y'all are whole cheaters. Like, we were just halfway cheating.
Right,
it's
halfway
it's ridiculous. I love that it didn't affect the game. I didn't say it didn't affect the game. He's just trying to Jedi mind trick.
All right, how about this? Okay, he right. It didn't affect the game. Because it affected the entire season. At least
right.
one of
the season,
them.
Affected the series, and affected the sport moving forward. We're going to move forward as well. Jalen Rose, today is a great day where we celebrate those that are close to us and our loved ones. So, Jalen, I want to give a special shout to my wife because I called her earlier this week and I said, I don't have a dinner reservation for Friday night. What should we do? Do you want us to go out with the family? Or maybe we should make some dinner reservations. She said to me, she said, going out on Valentine's Day for dinner? That's for amateurs. That is amateur hour. Price fixed, packed restaurant, overcharging you for stuff. She's like, let's just go out and have a couple drinks and call it a day. Those are my Valentine's Day plans. How do you plan on celebrating with your lovely wife?
So, on Valentine's Day, uniquely, we're both working out of town.
Mm.
So, Saturday is the day that we're kind of going to spend time together and celebrate. And unlike you, I don't have small children. So therefore, we were talking back and forth about potential plans and what to cook and get flowers and get candy and do all of that stuff. And we decided. We'll do a lot of practicing on Saturday.
Don't
Not
Jenna
a game.
Rose.
Not a game.
You don't have
Not
small children.
We're talking yeah. about practice.
You're the best. You're the best. Let's move on before you get us canceled or in trouble with our wives. So LeBron James famously spent $1 million a year on his health and his body. I have a theory that about half of that was on his hairline, but that's for another day for another time. But Tristan Thompson took us behind the curtain a little bit and said, maybe not as health dedicated as you think. Here's what Tristan Thompson said about LeBron James's diet. He said the following, and I quote, he has the worst bleeping diet ever. Ask him what he eats for breakfast. He has like 5 French toast, drowns it in syrup, and then he has like a 4-egg omelet, and then he just dunks on somebody. It doesn't make sense. And then Tristan went on to say, he eats desserts with every meal. He eats like bleep. I remember one year I tried to eat like he ate, and it didn't work out. I just started gaining weight, and I said, bleep this. Jalen Rose, what do you think about Tristan Thompson revealing LeBron James doesn't have the diet that we all think he does?
I think Cleveland put together a land of misfit toys when you look down at their roster and they got Tristan, okay. Kevin Love, and Andre Drummond who all want to be out of there as fast as they can, looking to get bought out if possible. So LeBron James is an athletic specimen. And I remember playing with Vince Carter and saying the exact same thing. Pre-game, Jacoby, it's like an hour and a half before we play. He got like steak, mashed potatoes, gravy, everything in the locker room.
How do you do that?
In his uniform. And then he'll go out and do a reverse 360 in the basketball game.
Hold on. Timeout. I used to work with a man by the name of Kangaroo Jalen. And Kangaroo Jalen was twice the size of my co-host now, okay? And Kangaroo Jalen, he just decided to lose weight, and he can think his weight off. And I asked him about himself. I'm like, so, Jalen, how'd you lose so much weight? He was like, oh, I watch what I eat, you know, no fried foods, and just like, you know, just dieting and working out. When I go to the gym with you, you walk on a treadmill for 20 minutes and call that a workout. Did steam for another hour. And you always say you don't eat fried foods. When I go out to dinner with you or to lunch with you, all you do is order French fries, chicken wings, and lobster. That's it. French fries, chicken wing, and lobster. But you still talk about how good your diet is. So don't talk about Vince Carter. Don't talk about LeBron James. This is all professional athletes. You lost 70 pounds eating wings and French fries. You did. Admit it.
Eating chips, too. You forgot about those.
Oh, yeah, chips. Yeah, if it ain't fried, you don't put it inside your body. Just, if it is not fried, Jalen Rose is not interested. But somehow my man took off like 100 pounds
I'm going to tell you my number one dietary secret, though.
What's that?
You got to pick up those knees.
Oh,
people,
God.
People know that I played basketball in high school and college and in the league. What people don't know is I ran cross country for 4 years. And there are times, once or twice a week or three or four times a week, I stroll down to the track, walk a couple of laps, run a few laps, and then just stroll home.
Jalen, you eat fried food, and you literally said once or twice a week you work out and you still lose weight. You are not like the rest of us. So for the regular people, I just want to say, screw you. Sport Clips haircuts make it more convenient than ever to get a haircut. Introducing Amazon Alexa and Google Nest device online check-in. Enjoy feature from Sport Clips websites and mobile app check-in. And now you can do it all with your voice. Save time by getting in line before heading to your favorite Sport Clips for your next haircut. Sport Clips, you choose the cut, they cut the weight. All-Star Weekend is upon us, and what you just saw were some of the most iconic moments from the history of the dunk contest, and the dunk contest returns. One of the greatest dunk contests of all time, and that was in 1988. You and I were old enough to remember watching this. I was at home in my living room when Dominique and Jordan went tete-a-tete back and forth. Jalen Rose, where were you when you saw this, and what were you thinking?
So I'm 15 years old, and clearly I was in love with basketball, born into the game. And this is one of the most controversial things in the history of NBA, history of the NBA. The second to Isaiah being left off the Dream Team. This is how controversial this is to me. Michael Eyre, Jeffrey Jordan. By the way, great dunkers who can dunk off of one leg and off 2 feet. That is crucial because you'll see MJ taking off from the free throw line, but you also see him kiss the rim from the side. Whereas Dominique, 50-plus inch vertical, always off 2 feet. Here's the controversy. Jordan did the same dunk and got a 50. That's the controversy. Now, I know it was from the free throw line, but it's the same dunk, though. You can't remix the same dunk and get a 50. So that was the controversy. I think Dominique, look at the human highlight film. Bringing dark skin back with the
there was some controversy. It will forever be argued who really won this dunk contest, but there was no controversy in the dunk contest in the year 2000. That is because your former teammate Vincent Lamar Carter put on a show that is one of the most memorable moments in the history of the dunk contest. This one was clearly, when he said it was over, it was over. Do you think this was the best performance in the dunk contest of all time?
Yes. And 2000 is the year I won Most Improved Player, and we made it to the finals. And I was mad that I didn't make the All-Star game. So I remember being in Cabo on the treadmill watching this game, knowing that the first game he was going to play after the All-Star break was at Indiana. And I was like, he can't be fresh. He can't be fresh. There's no way he enjoying All-Star weekend. He doing 360s and reverses and putting his arm in the rim. He gotta be just a little fatigued. Just somewhat. I gotta have some sort of advantage somehow, some way. And we played. I had 40, but so did he.
So did he. So, Jalen, I have an unpopular opinion. While the 88 contest between Jordan and Dominique was special, and the one in 2000 might be the greatest individual dunk contest performance that ever will be, the best dunk contest happened in 2016. This is the best dunk contest in the history of the dunk contest, and the back and forth between that man, Zach LaVine, and that man, Aaron Gordon, to me, was the greatest dunk contest performance in the history of the show. Your thoughts, Mr. Rose?
Anytime you're taking off from the free throw line and you're taking the basketball between your legs, like that's just an amazing feat. And Aaron Gordon jumping over the mascot, like, I don't want to be like that in my bedroom about to fall on the bed. Like, how do you even practice that? Do you realize if that dunk goes wrong in any way, shape, or form, that he gonna fall and hit his head on the floor?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
it's crazy.
Such amazing athleticism. But the reason why I have to give Dominique and Jordan the edge is that they're both Hall of Famers. That name recognition, the player that's going to play on Saturday, perform on Saturday, plus be in the game on Sunday, makes it a little more special.
Well, something else that we all look forward to on Saturday is the three-point competition. They've remixed the rules a little bit. And simply, I'll put it like this. It's just like it was last year, but there are two shots that have been added. They're 6 feet behind the three-point line in between the wing and the top of the key. Jalen, what do you think about this little remix of the rules? You're not impressed?
Well, Jalen, hold on.
You know, Adam Silver watches the show. We watch the TV show twice. He falls asleep listening to the podcast. So I have a message for Adam Silver. Do away with the skills competition. Because if Jalen's bored by the three-point competition, he's definitely going to be bored by the skills competition. And I have a proposal for you, Mr. Silver.
Ooh.
I want to see a range competition. I won't bore you with the various rules and the whole format that I've come up with. But, Jalen, imagine if instead of the skills competition, you had deep shooters like Steph and Clay and Dame and Trae Young and Steven Adams. And they were all just seeing who could hit the most from deep. What do you think about the idea of a range-finding competition instead of the skills competition?
I'm going to tell you the number one reason why I don't like a range-finding competition. And you play a lot of basketball, you're going to appreciate this. It's one thing to shoot multiple basketballs off of a rack in rhythm at multiple spots on the floor. Mm-hmm. Usually when you're doing a range-finding shot, it's a rhythm play, which means you're doing it off the dribble. Mm-hmm. That means a lot of times on a Saturday night, those guys ain't going to be trying to get lathered up like that in order to do a range finding contest. That's why I don't like the idea. And you eliminate 98% of the league that can't shoot from that far.
Okay. Well, you enjoy the skills competition. You can watch someone bounce past the basketball into a net. Enjoy that. Enjoy that, Jalen Rose.
I'd rather see it one-on-one.
Enjoy those thumbs down bounce passes.
If it was up to me, they'll play one-on-one. I didn't say the skills competition.
Enjoy that. Enjoy the skills competition,
Jalen. If it was up to me, they'd play one-on-one.
Well, they have made a change to the All-Star weekend, including in the All-Star game itself. And this is a little bit complicated, so just bear with me, okay? They're going to play the game. But every quarter is going to be like its own individual mini game where the score starts at zero after every quarter, the first, the second, and the third. And then they will accumulate all three of those mini game quarters together and add 24 to that score. So let's say one team scored 100 through those three quarters. The target score will be 124. The first team to get to that target score, which again is the leading team's cumulative score through three quarters plus 24. Shout out to Kobe Bryant. Will win the game. Jalen, what do you think about this convoluted and kind of weird new scoring system for the All-Star game?
I think about one of my favorite movies, Dead Presidents, and when Chris Tucker said, if I could be where everybody wanted me to be, when everybody wanted me to be there, I'd be confused. That's kind of how I feel.
Well, I like the idea of the target score and not timing the fourth quarter, but we don't need to reset the score after the first three quarters. Let's simplify this a little bit. Adam Silver, you've got my number. You've got me on text. Hit me up. We can talk this through. Jalen, we have a segment where you decide what we talk about. It is called Keep It Moving. If you want to discuss the topics, you say hit the brakes. If not, me and Met the Man jump in the minivan and keep it moving. Are you ready, Mr.
Yes,
Rose?
Sir.
First up, we have some rumors about Tua.
Hit the brakes!
Hit the brakes!
Hit the brakes!
There are some whispers and rumors and reports that perhaps the Bengals might not pick Joe Burrow and not leave Tua waiting at number three for your Lions. How sad would you be if Tua was not there for your Detroit Lions?
So a couple of things. One, I'm going to be sad if Detroit doesn't take him, period. And it has nothing to do with Matthew Stafford. Tua should be our future at quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
The Bengals clearly are going to take Joe Burrow, your guy. I believe so. He's from Ohio, and you talked about, yeah, that's your guy.
That's not my guy.
I believe the Bengals are going to take him, number one. It's just a smokescreen talking about Tua, who's dealing with an injury. And we know of all teams, like the Lions, the Bengals can't go into another rebuilding season on purpose. You at least got to act like you're trying to win, and we don't believe that Tua's going to be ready the start of the season.
Next up, the Celtics have announced they're going to be retiring Kevin Garnett's number 5 jersey number. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
I'm really happy for the big ticket. He put in some work in Boston, helped bring him and lead him to a championship, but keep it moving.
Keep moving.
We keep it moving. We keep it moving.
We have an update on Eldrick Tiger Woods. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
Hit the brakes.
All right. Tiger Woods was playing pretty well, kind of stumbled through the last few holes at the Riviera, ended up with a 69, but he's still pretty far behind the lead. Jalen, if Tiger's not in the hunt, are you watching golf on Sunday?
No. Not going to be able to do it.
Me neither. Moving on. We have a quick update on a gentleman by the name of, Lance Stevenson. Keep moving and hit the brakes.
The brakes.
My league pass does not cover China games, but my Instagram does feed me highlights of Lance Stevenson like this one. Check out my guy, Lance, overseas, doing his thing.
Lance, make him dance.
So this is from the summer when he was playing in the Pro City in New York City, and he's just still making them dance. You know what? I love Lance so much. Any excuse to play any Lance footage, I will. He's also been dunking all over people in China, which I love. Next, Dame will be performing All-Star Weekend, but not how you think. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
I'm not mad at him. He's trying to sell some records, and he spits bars. Keep it moving.
We keep it moving.
Get well soon, family.
A college basketball game had something that was absolutely unthinkable in your era of college basketball. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
Hit the brakes.
Alabama and Auburn shot 93-point attempts.
No.
93-point attempts in a single game. Jalen Rose, what do you think about this? Is this going too far?
It's going too far. The lost art of the mid-range. And that's why Zion, like a bowling ball, continues to go towards the basket, and people seem to not know what to do because people don't play with underneath the free throw line. That's why Kawhi Leonard shot people down in leading the Toronto Raptors to the championship last year. He played in all phases. You got to mix up your game, young people. Diversify your offensive portfolio, coaches.
Jalen, I've got news about the Puma life. Keep it moving and hit the brakes.
Hit the brakes.
They have announced that J. Cole has signed a multi-year deal with Puma. And all I want to know is they're going to give me some kicks. Are you going to finally give me some Puma kicks? You wear Puma every single day.
Done.
I'm in your house.
Done.
You got a whole room full of Puma sneakers.
Done and done.
But your co-host can't have a single pair of Pumas.
Hey, you know one thing I love about the Puma life, and another thing I love about J. Cole is that not only because he played basketball really well, he officially is one of the game's best persons to spit bars.
I have a crossover that I'd like you to see. Keep moving and hit the brakes.
Hit the brakes.
Let's take a look at this from Rashad Williams of Oakland. Just watch this. Just watch this. He's got the ball there. Dropped him right on his behind and then hits the three. Is that worse than getting dunked on?
No, there's nothing worse than getting dunked on, but that's the second worst thing right there. And shout to Tony Jones, my brother, sitting on the sideline, holding people back from running on the floor while his player crossing people over and then making them fall.
Sometimes you think people are all put together. You think people are upstanding, great citizens that just are very organized and normal human beings. And then you learn a little detail about their life that throws that opinion way off. I learned something like that about a gentleman named Alex Rodriguez. Alex Rodriguez is always put together. He's got nice suits. He's always wearing some sort of like tech fabric, and his hair is nice, and his skin is great. And you just think that this man is rich, and he's got everything organized and put together. And then you get one glimpse into his golf bag, and you realize that he is a complete psychopath. Jalen Rose, this man in his bag, 17 clubs. What you're looking at right there is four irons. Two of them are the exact same club. Again, I know you don't play a lot of golf, Jalen, but you know enough to know you do not need two of the exact same club. And then he also has an 8-iron with the plastic around the face of the 8-iron like he just got it at the store, but he uses it. And he uses an old driver. He's got a putter where the face of the putter is shaped like a baseball bat. Jalen Rose, is Alex Rodriguez really crumbling on the inside? It just manifests itself through his golf bag?
All I know, if you started to list people who are living their best life as public figures, A-Rod name better come to mind quick.
Oh, yeah.
He's one of those guys that was rich like 25 years ago. And then all of a sudden you graduate now, and we know that obviously he and J-Lo are an amazing celebrity couple. And
power couple.
Power couple, doing a great job as parents and co-parenting and co-mingling. And then all of a sudden I see your golf bag. A-Rod, I got to text you, dog. I got to text you, family. What's
going on?
He got
two of the same club. Two of the exact same club in his golf bag.
But you know what I'm going to do right now? I'm going to text him and invite him to the JRLA golf outing. Because we need him the final Monday of August to be walking around with four irons in his bag representing the students. How about that?
As long as he doesn't take my spot at the JRLA Celebrity Golf Tournament, I'm all for that idea. So, Jalen, I have a huge announcement. A huge announcement. Last week, some of the Globetrotters came in to this studio at the South Street Seaport, and they announced that you were going to be coaching for the Washington Generals on Monday at noon at Madison Square Garden. And then, do you know what they told me, Jalen? Do you know what they told me? I'm going to play for the Washington Generals.
Yes!
A lifelong dream of mine.
Yes!
That's my man Hop to the left, my man Zeus in the middle. They presented me with the Generals t-shirt. Jalen Anthony Roach is going to be coaching. I'm going to be taking the court at Madison Square Garden, the world's most famous arena, and I am going to be playing for the Generals. Jalen, am I on a minutes restriction? What do you need from me, coach? How can I help you, coach?
I need you to play the whole game. Okay. I need you to focus on diving for loose balls and taking charges.
Not doing that. Ain't gonna happen.
That's what I want you to do. I want your wife and your kids to be sitting on the front row, and your job is to take charges. That's what I want you to focus on doing.
Okay, how about this? How about some unnecessarily fancy behind-the-back passes that could lead to turnovers?
You wouldn't do that.
How about I take possessions off because I'm tired and it's a big court and I just kind of basket hang like the game does at the Drew League? And how about you only put me in for about 5-6 minutes, I get one bucket because the Harlem Globetrotters let me score, and then that's the only footage that we play from the game on the show next week. How about that as a proposal?
How about this as a proposal? I bet anybody everything I have that Jacoby does at least two terrible behind-the-back passes in this game.
Oh,
terrible.
Yeah. Like you mentioned, my wife is going to be sitting courtside. I'm going to pass to her like twice. That's how I get down. turnovers. Well, I have more points or turnovers in this game against the Globetrotters.
I got to ask you something that's really important. As somebody that plays a lot of basketball, and you're an expert at this, you're putting it in the gym now, and it's different when the wife and kids are on the wood. How are you going to take people trying to show you up in front of your fam?
I'm going to explain to them that they're the Globetrotters, and this is all a show. It's all scripted. I'm supposed to look bad because I'm a Washington General. I'm supposed to miss the shots. I'm supposed to get dunked on. I'm supposed to get clowned. That's part of the show. You're welcome. Jalen, it is now time for some very important news that matters. Jalen, every single day on the program, over your shoulder is an image of a young woman named Harriet Tubman, who was such an important figure in racial justice in this country. And we've often joked about where the Harriet Tubman 20s go. Where are they at? We've always asked about that. Well, guess what? We have an update. Still no Harriet Tubman 20s, but there is now a bank that has made a Harriet Tubman debit card. Jalen, One United Bank is a black-owned bank, and they put Harriet Tubman on the debit card. But why is she doing the Wakanda Forever sign? Why is she doing Wakanda Forever, Jalen? Why did they do this?
So I will make the argument that Harriet Tubman is the most important human being in United States history.
Wow.
Okay. For what she did is totally amazing. I watched her recent movie 2 or 3 times. I just watched it on the airplane. And shout to One United Bank for honoring Harriet Tubman. As you noted, I do it every day on the show. But it's not like currency. We need her on the $100 bill. We need her on the 20s. We need that to happen.
We always say we give the people what they want. So we're not just going to give you the television show audio. We always give you podcast exclusive Too Hot for TV. It is Friday, All-Star Weekend. Jalen, I learned something about you, and it happened to me too.
What's that?
I'm not trying to go to All-Star Weekend. I'm trying to get as far away from All-Star Weekend as possible. Flights are crazy. Hotels booked up. People everywhere. Hotel lobby packed. You know a bunch of people. Can't walk from here to there without having 14 small talk conversations. I'm washed up. I'm old. That's what it is. I'm old. You know what I'd rather do? I'd rather just be at the crib, taking my kids to a movie, sleeping during the movie, and putting them to bed. That's what I'm doing this weekend.
I must tell you this. It's not that you old, and it's not that you washed up. It's that you're a Lowry's seasoned vet.
Mm.
A grizzled one. And you've been around the game for over 20 years. And All-Star Weekend is really for fans, legitimately. That's what it's for. Fanatics, legitimately. And you have to pick and choose your city. I love Chi-Town, but I love
Chicago.
It a lot more in the summer.
Chicago summer. Ooh, yes. Love Chicago in the summer.
Chicago summer. I'm happily married, but I'll tell you, the gentlemen look handsome. The ladies look beautiful. Rush Street, Gibson's, Garrett's,
Russian Division. Love it down there.
Michigan.
They got a bar with a basketball hoop in it.
No doubt. All of that.
Don't forget about the great cultural tradition of the Green River on St. Patrick's Day.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, and they turn the river green. Ooh, yes. I turn green with envy.
Now, but for those that haven't been paying attention to the weather report, it's hovering around 0 degrees in Chicago right now. And so everybody has their thing when they like to go out and champagne and campaign. To me, and this is a Detroit native that grew up and got spoiled, and just, I'm 47 now. I think back to the days where it was like wintertime in Detroit, and I was getting dressed to go to Soul Night at the State Theater. And I just think back at all of the times, had a winter gear on. However, the ladies, troopers, toes still out, legs still out, shoulders still out. I'm telling you. But now as we've graduated, and fashion has become something that everybody is consuming, especially because we have social media. Can I get out a couple of fashion tips, please?
Oh, no. So you know what? When you get fashion tips, what you really do is you go after people. So go after them, Jay. Go get them.
So, like, I'm not talking to one person specifically. I'm just talking about, like, four people with fashion sense. Like, there are people who do not care. Like, trust me, Charles Barkley woke up this morning and did not care what he wore last night.
No. Or he got the same suits from 2002.
Does not care. And for those people, you are excused from this conversation.
And God bless you.
Shots, no shades. However, for the people, especially the ones that get paid to talk about sports, and you're going on television in the Midwest or the East Coast, and I look at you on TV, and you got your shirt unbuttoned, and you a guy, you got like four buttons undone. Like, it's the middle of winter. You know what I'm saying? You ain't supposed to have on a round neck shirt. Get it up tighter to the neck. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, I must listen to each their own. And everyone's got their own personal style.
No.
But let me say something. I will never, ever, 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 ever have more than one button undone on my shirt. To me, it looks sloppy. Yo, and sometimes it'll be around 2 p.m. and I realize I got two buttons undone on my shirt. I feel bad. I want to go back in time. I want to go back in time and live the day over again. I think about all the people that I saw me with two buttons undone on my shirt that felt a certain way about me. And I want to write them all a strongly worded email of apology.
And again, like for those that follow this show, this is a real taste-making conversation. I got laughed at by Jacoby when I was wearing turtlenecks every day to work. And I told him I was creating a style. Now I barely can wear it because everybody else is doing it.
Jay, while we're on fashion, there's something that's been bothering me.
Yes, please preach to me.
This is going to be difficult. This is going to be really difficult, especially for our female listeners. I understand why this has happened.
Uh-oh.
I've spoken to my wife about it at length.
Uh-oh.
It is a very flattering look.
Uh-oh.
I'm done with the high-waisted pants. Can we move on from this now? Can we move on from high waisted? Like, like if your pants are over your belly button, like that's too much. We gotta move on. And you know what? Like, say what you will. I have a lot of feelings about this. Some I can share on Wax, some I won't. But the one I will share on Wax is this: is fashion comes in cycles, and this cycle is over. This high waisted thing has been going on for like 5 years now. It's time to move on.
I gotta say one more thing too. Just because you're indoors and you're talking about sports on television and it's February, that don't mean wear sandals. That don't mean wear a short dress. It's wintertime. You're sitting next to a dude with a blazer and a turtleneck on. It's wintertime. It's wintertime.
Remember, on this very special Valentine's Day, we're going to take some very special voicemails. You need to, right now, pick up your phone and call 985-80-JALEN. Jalen, what's the number?
985-80-JALEN.
Look at you. You call that number right now, you leave us a voicemail, we'll put it on the show.
Can I tell you something you'll be proud of? Can I tell you something you'll be proud of? Just yesterday, I was in Detroit and ran into so many fans of this program.
Oh,
and I had
great.
A couple of people in particular that wanted to leave voicemails. I take out my mobile device and I Google Jalen and Jacoby phone number to make sure I didn't give them the wrong one.
Oh, great job by you.
So
great
when these people you, call, please allow them to be on the show.
Great job by you, Jalen. You know what? You know what's been happening to me more lately than before?
What's that?
People on the street calling me Jalen. I know it's all love. I know it's all love. People just be like, yo, Jalen! And I just give them, you know, I pretend like they said Jacoby. Like, I don't act any different. But in the back of my mind, I'm like, my guy. Like, my guy.
They
like,
just excited to see you sometimes. And they just, you know.
It all comes from a point. It all comes from a place of love.
Correct.
I'm not hating.
Correct.
I'd rather be called Jalen than not called at all. I get it. All that. But, yo, my name ain't Jalen. Again, if you call 985-80-JALEN, you can leave a voicemail. And we'll put it on the show just like this. Reg.
Jalen and Jacoby, what's happening, fellas? This is Gary, your favorite UPS driver, on the check-in from the beautiful shoreline of Connecticut. You guys said that Jalen was going to touch on Power Thursday. It's been long enough, people. If you didn't watch Power by now, shame on you. You need to get your life together. Put it like this, fellas. I told the young cats that I work with that what Power's doing is like Who Shot JR. Remember that back in the day? The Who Shot JR was a whole big thing. They did the Who Shot Ghost like Who Shot JR. And us diehard fans watched 7 episodes over and over of the same stuff, different camera angles, different point of views. It was phenomenal. And I got to give it up to my man, Lorenz Tate. Only in America can you be a straight-up literal menace to society, cut off the braids, move to New York, and be the governor. I mean, only in America, as Don King would say. All right, fellas, I'm out. Peace!
I think that is my favorite UPS driver. I never even met Gary. And I don't really have a UPS driver power rankings, but he's on the top. A couple things before we get to Gary's important questions.
Shout out to Big Crown.
Yeah, Big
Our favorite
Crown.
Mail, he's carrier, of all mail time. Carrier.
There are certain mail carriers and UPS drivers that really make the uniforms work. Like, I saw a UPS driver in Manhattan the other day. I was like, he looks fly. Like, he put his own little style to it. He got like, the pants tailored. Like, I was like, yo, he looks dope right now. He turned a brown uniform into a whole fit. And the UPS, you know, the sweater got the sleeves with the plastic on the forearm and the elbow. Like, I looked at him, I was like, yo, somehow I'm being outdressed right now by a dude in his work uniform. He freaked it.
Were you in Detroit? Because that's
no,
how we do it.
I was in Manhattan. He looked great, though. Had a little Scully cap on, had dreadlocks.
Man, had to stay fly. I talk a lot about fashion. Big up to Harlem. That's one of the places I look for with fashion, too.
So, all right, spoiler alert. If you haven't seen the last episode of Power, you might want to skip ahead for a couple minutes. Because, Jalen, I'm giving you, for the first time ever in the history of Jalen and Jacoby, I'm giving you full reign to discuss any aspect of Power you want to discuss whatsoever. So pretend that everyone listening has seen the show.
Okay.
We know Who Shot Ghost. We know what happened at the end. We know where Tommy is. Speak on it, Jalen. I know you want to give your thoughts.
So, I need to get Curtis 50 Cent Jackson to come on the show. I got a couple of people at G-Unit that's been working on that for me. Shout to Uncle Murder, been on the program to come represent. Shout to Mano, he's been on the show to come and represent. But I need to get the head honcho on the show. Because I'm at a Bone Thugs and Harmony
crossroads.
Yeah.
I miss my Uncle Charles, yeah.
Because I can't front, because the one thing about doing what we do for a living, even if I have a relationship with somebody, I got to say my feelings and my truth.
You upset?
I started to be disappointed when Paz got an episode.
Paz didn't deserve an episode.
I really did. Like,
I was on my phone for that whole hour. I'm sitting there on my phone, just refreshing Instagram, looking at stuff, sending text messages, like whatever.
And Said the Entertainer, that's my brother. That is my brother.
Yo, Sed's a fan of the show. I was at a party. Sed came up to me, and gave me props. Yeah, yo, he came up to me. Like, yo, I love the show, my man. I'm like, you're Cedric the Entertainer. You're a literal king of comedy. But continue.
Okay. And you know, in the episode with him and his son, they came from D.C. They was listening to rock and roll, and he ended up getting killed and all of that. And Councilman Tate, you know, shout to his brother, the Tate family. I'm talking to the Tate family. Yeah, Lorenz Tate, Councilman Tate, Lorenz Tate. Shout to his brother, the NYPD officer. But I have to say this. No surprise that Tyreek is the person that shot Ghost. No. Because if you want to spin it off, you got to do it off with a young character. And big shout to Method Man. Shout to Mary J. Blige. And I've used the Who Shot JR reference before on this program when it first started.
You're missing the whole point, Jay.
But I gotta say one thing. I'm getting the one thing that's like really important to me. There's no reason that Tommy shouldn't have a spinoff.
Tommy getting a spinoff. That's what I'm saying. When the white guy lives, you gotta give him a spinoff.
There's no reason that Tommy shouldn't have a spinoff.
He's gonna have a spinoff in California.
All the dirt that he's done, we know that he ain't riding off into the sunset.
And you know what happens, Jalen? His past catches up to him. And his new happy life in California, he can't run from it. Jalen,
so what I'll do,
what they want.
So let me do, no, I gotta do one more thing. I say one more thing.
No.
On Monday, I'm gonna do a distinct character breakdown of each of the people who were allegedly involved with the shooting of Ghost.
Well, I look forward to doing that on Monday when we don't have a show because we're doing the Globetrotters.
Like I'm the ghetto Courtney Kemp.
Again, if you call 985-80-JALEN, you can leave us a voicemail. And if you do so, we'll put it on the show just like this.
Good morning, teammates. Shout out to the hardest working staff in television. This is your faithful editor, Rachel, here with a question for you. Friday, as everyone knows, is Valentine's Day, February 14th. That day also happens to be my birthday. So around this time, I would reach out to friends and be like, hey, you know, what do you feel about this for a birthday celebration? To which I would get the response, oh yeah, that sounds great. Let me, check with my significant other though on our Valentine's Day plans and I'll get back to you. So here's my question. I gotta know the answer to this. Soft move or boss move? Blowing off your friend's birthday for Valentine's Day plans. The struggle is real. Shout out to anyone else born on Valentine's Day. I'm really sorry. Keep giving the people what they want. I will see y'all on Monday.
Rachel, big shout to you. Just toiling away in the edit room every single day for Jalen and Jacoby, bringing you the images that you see on the screen. Thank you so much, Rachel. Now, I'm like Jalen. When I say something nice, I'm about to say something not nice. And I got to tell you something. This is a you problem. You can't be planning your birthday on your birthday. You got to be like Jalen. You got to move the celebration off your actual birthday. Valentine's Day, people got plans. That's time to spend with their significant other, not time to spend with you, Rachel. So you got to look at the 13th. You got to look at the 15th. You got to look at the 7th. You got to look at the 20th. You got to find yourself a nice little Saturday that's not your actual birthday. And plan your birthday celebration for then. That is my advice to you.
That is perfect advice. And as you alluded to, I don't have these problems at all. Because even though my birthday on the 30th, it can be celebrated on the 1st or the 15th. It's all the same. It's all relative. Blowing off your true friends, however, at any time is a soft move. Now.
Says the guy that never answers my text. Says the guy that never answers my text right there.
Now, however, this is a controversial topic because I would like to know, are her friends, male or female, blowing her off for Valentine's Day because they're with their actual significant other or somebody that they're just kicking it with on Valentine's Day?
Great question. Great question. Rachel, make sure you let us know the answer to that because I really need to know. Appreciate you calling. Appreciate everything you do for the show, Rachel. And don't forget, everybody listening, to call 985-80-JALEN and leave us voicemails. Happy Valentine's Day. Enjoy All-Star Weekend. Everybody be safe out there. We'll be back on Tuesday because on Monday, we'll be at Madison Square Garden.
Ooh.
And I'll be wearing the great green of the Washington Generals.
Ooh.
And Jalen, our leader, will lead
Ooh.
Us to the first victory over the Globetrotters
yes. Yes.
in over 40 years. Jalen, we're going to take down the Globetrotters. And Tuesday, we'll be back to celebrate that victory, that momentous, historic victory of the great franchise of the Washington Generals. I can't wait. I'm putting up like 20 shots and missing them all. We'll be back on Tuesday. Why is that, Jalen Rose?
We're not done. We're not done. We're not done.